Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. A warm welcome to Sabah al Khair fi Ramadan, the segment My Ramadan Transforming Me. I am your host, Amina B. Hanika. Ramadan Kareem to one and all. May this sacred month be our training ground for our soul, our heart, our body, and our mind. Ramadan is our month, our time to take stock, to cleanse physically, spiritually, emotionally, and psychologically. So, what does Allah want from us during this sacred month? He wants our heart. Let's start with being consciously conscious through this month. This year, we will be doing things a little bit differently. Let's put meaning to the beautiful du'as we say. So, today being day one, we're going to do cleansing. So, every day we'll be starting off. Sit quietly, taking a deep breath in and out, placing your hand on your heart and say with focus, feel in your heart, listen to the words we are saying. O Allah, on this day make my fast the fast of those who fast sincerely, and my standing up in prayer of those who stand up in prayer obediently. Awaken me from the sleep of heedlessness. Forgive me my sins, O God of the worlds, and forgive me, O the one who forgives the sinners. What is today's dua about? Today's dua is about our needs from Allah Azza wa Jal, about the condition of our heart, our obedience to Allah. It's about our consciousness, our mind, our emotions, and our deeds. It's about forgiveness. Forgiveness on all levels. So, what are we going to do today with this dua? Task for today. As we start the sacred month, let's empty out. Our aim is transformation. How do we fill what is already full? So we need to start emptying out within us, emptying out the pains, the hurts. So let's do forgiveness. Forgiveness is about letting go so we can move forward, so we can completely feel the sacred month and enjoy the sweetness of it. If we hold on to hurt and pain of the past, it's difficult to feel Allah's love. How do we fast when our heart is hurting? How do we feel the benefits of the present moment if we hold on to the past hurt? It's not going to be easy, but believe you me, it's going to be worth it. So, today our tasks are going to be to make lots of istighfar, ask Allah for His forgiveness. And every time thinking of the things that we have done and asking Allah, oh Allah, from the depths of your heart, please forgive me. So take time out now and again, just sit quietly and make istighfar. And then as we ask for forgiveness, as we want forgiveness, we need to forgive those who have hurt us. That is also not easy, but what we're going to do is take a moment, be quiet, sit in a place, and then you're going to imagine the person there and ask them for forgiveness. Imagine them in front of you and ask for forgiveness. And you also give forgiveness. Because sometimes we say things and we don't realize that we've hurt the person. You must remember that our words is an energy, and we need to ask for forgiveness. We need to give forgiveness. So they don't have to always be in our space to ask for forgiveness. We can do so without them being there. And sometimes it's harder when they are in our space. They might not be physically in front of us, but what this does is you will find after a while that the relationship becomes easier. There's more understanding, there's more peace, there's more love. Subhanallah. So forgive those who have hurt you, and you ask for forgiveness, and you need to forgive yourself as well. You see, we are very hard on ourselves, so we need to forgive ourselves also. That's all part of forgiveness. So now I'm saying also to you, what is our niyyah for this month? We need to have a conscious niyyah. I want to do all that I can for the sake of Allah, by the grace of Allah, and all for the pleasure of Allah. And I want to do the best that I can. So today also what we will be doing is our affirmations. I deeply and completely choose to forgive and ask for forgiveness. Ya Rab, you are all forgiving. Soften our hearts so that we can forgive each other, so you are pleased with us. O Allah, make me conscious of you in all that I do. And then we do gratitude for today. So what are we grateful for? Today I'm grateful for the sacred month, where I take stock of myself, develop myself to please Allah, to gain Allah's love, to gain Allah's pleasure, so I can transform and be a better version of me. Transforming self to have a better Ramadan. That is it for today. Jazakallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.